Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find the news from the region. That would be a good morning to you, Jim.
Well, good morning, David. I have a little story, but with big implications here locally. Now, you know, as you know, Cooperstown has about 1,900 people living here. Bassett Hospital, which is a center of an eight-county system, has 2,400 employees working locally. So that's quite a footprint. If all of them parked in the village, no one else could. Certainly not the 500,000 tourists who come here every summer. Over the years, Village Hall has pushed out Bassett employees with tighter and tighter parking restrictions. And in recent years, Bassett has built and leased parking lots 2-3 miles outside of town and shuttled folks in. So this is worrisome as part of the bigger picture. You know, as you know, there's been a lot of consolidation in the hospital industry. Some folks here worry we're going to wake up one morning and find Bassett's become a subsidiary of something headquartered in Utica or Binghamton or even Albany. So certainly, if Cooperstown can't meet a basic need of a major hospital network, parking, it would make some sort of alliance all that more likely. So we had big news, good news, in this week's Freeman's Journal that Bassett is planning to create a 345 parking expansion right here on its village campus. First, there's a 145-space open lot, and then 245 more spaces in a two-story garage. The garage will be attached to a two-story building. For what, it's a little unclear, but for something that will enhance Bassett's affiliation with Columbia School of Physicians and Surgeons. Yes, sir, we have a medical school here in Cooperstown. So that was further big news. Both parking projects are beyond a hillside on the south side of the property, close to the operation, but mostly hidden from view, so very, very low impact. Now, David, this may not sound like a lot in an urban setting, but that's more parking spaces than we have throughout the downtown, including the Doubleday Field lot, and it's convenient to patients and employees alike. At base, it makes the headquarters of our eight-county hospital system, and it's Otsego County's single biggest employer, more viable going forward, and thus more likely to remain here and prosper here. 345 parking spaces, that's all, but a big story in Cooperstown.
Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find the news. Jim, we thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, David.